Say it now.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Matt, Jay, Zach, and Alana.
Did you say welcome Matt to?
Welcome Matt.
Welcome Matt to Matt Night Gaming.
Welcome one and all. This is to our hiatus week. Not really a hiatus week. In between shows. Today, we're playing Fortnite again. We're talking about the hottest new Netflix movie. Because here on Tuesday Night Gaming, we really keep up with the latest trends.
That's right. We're on top of it.
We're on the cutting edge of what's
going to be dead ahead.
And today we're talking about K-pop Demon Hunters, the Netflix original movie, which I was told I was supposed to be hyped for it.
Who?
Huh?
From who?
You?
I don't know. People. The internet.
What?
Yeah. I heard
is it really a Netflix original movie, or is it like they bought it from somewhere?
No, it's a Netflix original.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, it was so popular, there was a Penny Arcade made about it. So that's like a big deal.
Well, they also made a Penny Arcade about Star Trek Voyager Elite Force.
Oh,
that's a
really?
Perfect example. That was a big deal, too.
Well, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
Penny Arcade existed in like 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wow. It's old. They're old. We're all old. The crushing time, hand of time.
Ooh, is that a purple rifle? Yes. So anyway, so what was everyone's familiarity with the movie before you watched it? I had none.
I had none.
What do you mean familiarity with the...
Yeah, were you like following anything about it? Did you hear anything?
No.
Hear any rumors? No? Were you finding this guy?
Of course.
Although Andrew and I, when we went to that D&D thing at the Kennedy Center, they kept like referencing it.
Yeah. See, yeah, hype. It's the hotness. Incoming car.
So I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about K-pop.
K-pop don't stop.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you anything about it.
Had you seen it already?
I had not seen it or beforehand.
One of my friends has seen it twice.
Twice?
It does seem rewatchable, especially if you like the music.
My friend seen it like 5 or 6 times already.
Wow.
That's very dedicated.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much was it like Frozen?
What do you mean Frozen?
Frozen.
Yeah. Conceal, don't feel, put on a show. Make one wrong move, and everyone will know.
I remember too much violence in Frozen. It's also better written than Frozen. I remember thinking, like, in the beginning, when it's the heroines and they're getting introduced, that there's a lot of funny dialogue. Like the four fans, the four guy fans who cry all the time. I thought that was pretty funny.
Why is that funny? Do tears make you laugh?
No, literally.
It was just funny dialogue. I don't remember. Unfortunately, I had to break it up over a few days, so I don't remember necessarily what everybody said. But I did like it. Okay. So should we get into the movie?
Are we gonna go through like the whole movie?
I guess not.
I mean, this is like a movie.
I took detailed notes. We can if you guys want to.
I didn't take detailed notes. I just wanted to say the beginning. I was like, is this a long episode of the Powerpuff Girls? That's what it felt like.
I mean, Andrew and I were like, it's like Charlie's Angels, except that they sing.
Let's get out of here, you guys. Come on.
Also, do you guys like how they had the case of the not gays?
The not gays.
For the girls?
The girls, yeah.
Go on.
when the Saja boys or whatever, when they come out and they're all like lusting over them.
Oh, so no queer baiting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because like otherwise they're three women who like literally take naked baths together. And they
hey, that's
together.
The culture. That's the culture.
It's like going into a sauna.
Yeah.
It's literally a spa.
Hey, you know, us
hey, who
Americans
hasn't
don't
who
know.
Hasn't hung out naked with your best friends?
And who, you
who hasn't gone to a spa or gone into a sauna?
I haven't.
Mean, I've never gone to like a
like
that.
A naked spa. I've never gone to like
never
a naked sauna.
It's cold.
But you know us Puritan Americans, puritanical Americans.
Yeah, but Jay, I meant more like they live together and they spend all their time together. And they're like, I love you so much.
I really feel like this movie needed a lot more backstory. How did they meet? How did they become?
No, they don't need that stuff.
Yeah, they need that. Hey, wait for me.
They need I like that attitude.
I like that they don't have it.
No, like that one girl's from America. Like, how did she even end up there?
Oh, well, you have to watch it with a very, you know, have to really notice. There's a part where they say they like reference being in other bands and like doing other stuff with music.
Wow. So like, listen to this Devo.
Wow. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm a devoted fan.
Okay, well, Zach, explain what happened to her mother.
Her mother? Tell me about your mother.
What happened to her mom?
Purple DMR?
The stuff with the mother was really weird, Alana, I agree.
Why is that weird?
Whose mother?
Well, it's not really weird, but they go through it kind of fast.
Because
it's... agree about that, Jay?
Meant to be mysterious. You're not meant to
it's
really...
It's terribly mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Whose mother? What are you guys even talking about?
Okay, the main girl. The main
Rumi's
girl.
Mom.
Purple
Rumi's
hair.
Mom. Rumi's mom.
Yeah,
Rumi.
She did it with a demon. Or, as one of my friends think, maybe she was raped. I was like, oh my god.
That's too dark. I don't like that.
Had Remy.
Rumi.
And what was
it? Hey, Rumi.
And, yeah, then there's Rumi. She's half demon. And, like, I was like, what happened to the mom?
She's in a retirement home somewhere.
No, I think that Selene killed her.
She's dead. She's dead, and Selene had to take over and promise to watch out for all the things that Rumi cared for and loved. There's a whole dialogue about it.
I also like the part where...
what happened to her dad?
Her dad is a demon!
He went back to demon land or whatever.
Yeah, something happened. We need to know.
Maybe Selene killed him. Maybe they all killed him after they banged. Who knows? He's a demon. Who cares?
Andrew Alana's thought like, that the main boy was her dad.
Alana's like, why did they explain what the Clone Wars are in Star Wars? I need to know everything
that's totally
immediately.
Different. Her being half demon is like central to the plot.
Okay, but like
the Clone Wars
she's
is not central to the plot.
But like, you know, you're gonna find stuff out. Maybe in K-pop
in
Demon Hunters.
In K-pop Demon Hunters too, yeah.
Maybe in the prequel.
Yeah, the inevitable prequel. By the way, I like how the actors are voice actors and not celebrities.
Not in all cases.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe they are celebrities in Korea, but I didn't know who they were.
Jay,
okay, so if they're not celebrities in America, they're not celebrities?
Correct.
No, they are.
America is the only place that matters.
Kind of.
I corrected myself.
Ah, fuck, I'm taking fire.
Oh, I died.
Ah!
First of all...
Oh, they got me.
That's incorrect. The voice actor Audrey Nuna.
Okay.
Oh, not Audrey Nuna. Arden Cho has been in multiple shows in the U.S. Teen Wolf has two shows on Netflix right now.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate the correction. I'm out of touch.
Also, the guy who voiced the mean cloud demon guy was in Squid Game.
Yeah, Kuma
is
Lee Byung. Yep, Lee Byung Hun. We have Bobby, who is Ken Jeong.
Yeah, Ken Jeong.
Yeah, I'm not those guys. Not the celebrity guys.
So,
I meant the main three girls, Jay. Must you call me out?
And the boy, the main boy.
Yeah, it's very...
whatever. Let's move on.
Anyway.
I thought it was fine. It was an hour and a half. You know, there's some, you know, like, everything needs to be explained.
Matt, you're going to show it to your children and start their K-pop obsession?
That's okay.
I
don't feel the need. It was very, like, it was formulaic, but not in a bad way. Like, it was, like, classic hero's journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kid's movie. So, yeah, of course, it follows a typical...
Is it a kid's
formula.
Movie? I think it's
family, PG.
Like, everybody.
It was
everybody
meant for kids.
Movie.
PG.
Yeah, no, it was initially meant for kids and like pre-teens to, and then it just so happened that everyone's into K-pop, so everyone fell in love with it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Avatar, right? It's written kind of for everybody.
It's a little bit, I was a little bit confused that like they fight demons with the power of song, but they also have weapons. It's like they do both.
Well, the song keeps the demons underground.
The song
except
in
for, except for the ones who don't.
Except when it doesn't. Yeah, exactly.
The songs connect each other's souls and all with all the fans. So it connects and brings all the souls together and unifies, which then helps empower their weapons, where their weapons are made basically out of soul energy, you know, the heart of everybody.
Yeah, and that's kind of messed up.
Well, no, it's like, it's
I
like
wouldn't want my soul to be used for a weapon.
It's like the Santa Claus when everyone has to believe in Christmas in order to have the sled fly. It's the same idea.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah. Bad analogy.
And speaking of the weapons, they're actually not offensive weapons. Well, I guess.
Jay, have you read all the literature? Have you read all the backstory for this movie?
I mean, it's my culture.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Korean. So
is your culture?
Korean culture.
So this a lot is all of it. Based, this is all based on like Korean
lore. Yeah, it incorporates a lot of Korean lore, a lot of Korean culture things. It's all based off of Korean things. The fact that Jinyu is 400 years old is very important. So if you're Korean or if you understand Korean culture or in history, it definitely hits different. There's a whole lot of other nuance, like Jinyu being 400 years old. That's the period where after the Korean Wars and all this other stuff, where there was a Renaissance period where music and art was suddenly very popular, but only for the king and his select people. So what he would do is he would bring in artists and would deny them their families. And like the families would be locked out at the gates. Only the artists were invited. And he'd treat them lavishly for himself, but wouldn't let them have anything for themselves. And like they were treated well, but they had to give up their families in order to do it. Otherwise, everyone was poor, like super poor back then. So like everyone was starving. So, like, the fact that you had this talent and you were invited, it was the only basically way to survive at that time, was to hope that you might get invited.
Oh, so, his story is based on real historical events that most Koreans are familiar with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about most Koreans, but, like, a good amount should
You might be
probably,
familiar.
Should probably know it. So, like, his whole part where he left his family and all that. Yeah, no, 100%, because a ton of artists did that back then. And, like, because that was basically the only way to survive. Everyone else was suffering the entire time. So that is important.
They all sold their souls to demons.
Okay, Jay, while you're explaining stuff, can you explain to me what the deal is with the Hanmoon?
It literally just means like protective guard or protection, shield. It's basically, it's just a shield, basically. It's a protective thing, yeah. It's a protective barrier.
I thought it was interesting that was the one thing that wasn't like translated, you know?
Well, it's hard to translate. I mean, it's because there's like nuances and stuff like that to it. But basically it just means shield. Just like Saja is demon.
Saja boy. Yeah.
you think they would have known that?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, it's not,
like,
it's
like
not
Slayer.
A direct.
It's like Metallica.
It's so like the way Korean language is, it's usually like a lot of words are made from pieces of other words combined. So like, or like truncations of words, it's reasonable. I actually initially thought it was they said Saja, which means let's buy it. So I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, I'm in.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jay. So like the whole thing where they have to win over the fans and be the number one pop stars in the world. In order to save the world, it felt like the movie was trying to say something, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
Was it like was it like lovingly making fun of K-pop fans?
Culture?
Yeah, that was kind of the impression I got.
It was more. I wouldn't say that. To a degree, yes, but not. But no, it was more.
A little yes, but also no.
It was more. The notion, oh god, why is this music blasting in my ear? It's more So they were going after the fans because that's the heart of the K-pop. Like, that's where musicians and artists.
Yeah,
and, you
I
know,
got
it's
it.
All about their fans.
Musicians so, like fans. Yeah, we okay. Yeah.
Well, but specifically in this capacity, it was they went after the fans because that's where they were getting the power to make the barrier. And there
was. I feel like if like let's say HeroClix was really popular and they were making a HeroClix movie, and it's like you actually a better example is like Yu-Gi-Oh, right? Where like the fate of the world depends on the results of a card game. It's like the fate of the results depends on this K-pop music contest because that's something that the fans are passionate about, so they raise the stakes about it. You know.
Yeah,
the classic.
This is kind of funny. They were like the Idol Awards.
But yeah, exactly. But that's yeah.
Regionals.
It's like the finals in Yu-Gi-Oh being like the fate of the world is at stake about who wins the children's card game.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
So yeah, but I mean that's a little legitimate thing, and like they talk like some of the creators talked about how writers talked about how they wanted to do this whole I forget what it's called, but it's basically the like a mini Olympics but with only like
enemy team.
Idols and superstars and stuff, where like all the boy bands and girl bands have to compete in like various sports. but Netflix turned it down because they're like, Americans aren't gonna get this, and they're like, oh, okay, fair enough.
I mean, Squid Game is pretty popular, and it's not really that different. Games versus sports.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So going back to my initial talk point, why the culture and everything is important. The other thing about the weapons they're not meant to be offensive weapons. They're actually, a lot of them are tied to the shamans. So around 400 years is when, like, the shamans were really... power, like really a big thing, and like they were protecting against the evils of, you know, war and tragedy and blah 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 blah, and so the weapons, like the sword is a traditional shaman weapon that's meant to just ward off evil spirits and protect from like demons and bad luck and all that stuff. It's not meant to actually be used offensively unless absolutely necessary. If you look, there's glyphs on it that are wards. Yeah, they're literally wards on that shamans used.
Watch out, Jay, you got a big demon coming your way.
The little knives.
Here he comes. Fuck.
The little knives. They're actually other thing they're shaman knives. That are meant to break through.
Her little knives.
Yeah, to be thrown, like to cut through demons and like barriers, and to like give warding glyphs, and to do that. The only real weapon was the third one.
Nice lie.
Which is a traditional shaman weapon as well, and was popular 400 years ago. It was the weapon of like the court to be considered an actual warrior for the empire. Like, you had to train and prove yourself like that you can use that weapon, because they're super heavy, they're super complex to use, and so like you had to take a test if you wanted to be in the king's guard and stuff like that with that weapon.
Yep, that makes sense.
So yeah.
So how did? Can you guys remind me how the one guy, the main boy, how his plotline resolved? Because he like was a bad guy, right? Did he get redeemed?
Yes, he gets redeemed, and he gives his soul
to Rumi
somehow. I don't know how he could do that, but he did.
He gained his soul back, and he gave it to her. Like, he reconnected.
I actually used the power of love to destroy the demon king.
Yeah, I thought there were some pretty good reveals where, like, you know, at the Idol Awards, everything goes wrong. I thought, you know, and then her two friends sort of get into the demon cult. You know, I don't know. Maybe you guys all saw it coming, but I didn't. And I liked it.
What do you mean the two friends get into the demon cult?
Well, remember, like when the band breaks up, they become vulnerable to the demon mind control.
Yeah, they start hearing the voices in their heads.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. That specifically was because Rumi had already destroyed the original Homunk. So,
no, like, I understand why that happened. I just thought it was a good.
I'm just giving it for our viewers.
What did you guys think of the freaky demon tiger?
I thought that was Lana's favorite. Yeah, I should have predicted that was Lana's favorite part.
Well, I was like, I love it, and I love the bird with the hat. Why were they dressed like pilgrims?
Nope.
Not pilgrims.
So, nope. So these also have cultural significance. The tiger is in that form because during that time period, it was considered. It was a huge part of like the art culture or Renaissance of the time, where people. It was considered the people's art. They drew derpy tigers and derpy animals and stuff. And most of the time, they had the bird is a magpie. So they have the tigers and the magpies together, usually. The tigers usually represented the upper class and royalty, and they were derpy because fuck that. Fuck the royalty. Then the magpies usually represented the people. And so there was
the people.
Stuff. Yeah.
For the people.
I like the part where they say, why does the tiger or why does the bird wear a hat? He said, I made it for the tiger, but the bird liked it and just took it.
Yeah, so that's significant because, again, since the tiger is meant for royalty, the tiger represents royalty. So the hat is also a symbol. It was usually worn by nobility and those of the upper class. So the hat should have been made for like kings and the royalty, and the fact that the magpie is a people's representation, the fact that the people keep taking it from royalty.
Is the enemy alive?
Around the corner. Oh,
come on, buddy.
So you learn about, so that's the whole point of like why like the magpie taking it and sitting on top of royalty is very important. Because it showcases that, like, in this thing, it's them fighting back against the authorities. So this is, like, Jinwu fighting against Genma, you know, and all that stuff. So that's why that is culturally important and helps you understand the theme of the movie.
It also reminded me of the cat bus from My Neighbor Totoro. Cat bus. The creepy smile.
Cat bus is definitely the freakiest part of that movie.
Well, but, you know, it's not very freaky in general, so.
What? It's terrifying. Sense.
Totoro?
Oh, Totoro?
I mean, Totoro in general.
Oh, like the movie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a kid's movie.
Okay. So I like in the beginning, everything's great. They easily beat up the demons. Everybody loves them. They all live together and they all eat a lot of food. So I guess I'll bring this up now.
A classic trope, skinny girls eating a lot of food.
They're like, we got a carbo load. Where do they put it all?
Fetish.
I think they stole my car, by the way.
I assume they throw it up later. Let's see. Also, I guess... I was a little worried in the beginning when they're on the plane and they do the anime. I'm sure there's a term for it where they do the funny faces and they yell at each other.
You mean like dialogue?
No, where it like the animation style changes.
Oh, like the chibi faces?
Yeah, I really don't like that. I find that very annoying.
I knew you wouldn't like that.
Fortunately, they don't do it very much. I didn't like it in Teen Titans either.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was a pretty reasonable amount of anime qualities.
Yeah. It's also very melodramatic, just like anime. What you would expect.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely. I thought overall it was pretty good. Like I thought they did a good job establishing the characters and you know, it's kind of like a superhero movie actually in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I guess so. You know, it's a well, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's a superhero movie.
Well, they didn't really emphasize the conceal don't feel that much, but yeah.
I so disagree.
I guess that was the whole reason that she had to hide the scars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make a ton of sense that they don't know. They've known her. Actually, you don't really know how long they've been together, do you?
I mean, a while, I'd say.
Couple years. Okay. Yeah, I think they say like 3 years or something. Have to remember that she doesn't like for the whole beginning section, like she's not showing, like they don't show up. Like those, like the markings.
Yeah, like the scars get more prominent as the movie goes on.
Yeah.
How do you think I got these scars?
Although she is a Nepo baby, so that's bad.
I also, what was he saying?
There's a lot.
I thought the storm was the other way.
It's all right.
I initially thought like the markings were like a. Where are you going?
I'm trying to find get to Alana. So she's on the other side of this area.
Or like a nod to like tattoos. But I guess that. Maybe not.
Maybe not. What was your guys' favorite song?
I'm a little soda pop. That's the only one I can remember.
That's my favorite too. Very catchy.
Wow.
I think I like the golden one too, though. I think that was good.
I think the golden one's good.
Golden one's catchy. It gets stuck in my head. I like the first one.
The opening one where they jump out of the plane.
Dun 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 one.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't like that. I didn't like that one. The dun 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 was too much.
They're gonna be dun dun dun.
That's why there's chocolate and vanilla.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think it's my favorite, but I liked it. Golden is definitely the one that stuck in my head the most, but
are any of the songs like making waves outside of the movie?
Yeah,
like, compared to like real K-pop, is it considered like
God?
I mean, yeah, like Golden acceptable. Is like the number one song, number eight song in the world right now.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting. So yeah, did you guys think that they were going to actually make it, the two of them, those two star-crossed lovers?
Sure. I mean, they're setting up the premise right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the trope.
But it didn't follow
as Zach likes to say.
Which in turn backs up my theory that they're into each other, or at least they're bi. But I know that's a big issue in Korea too, right?
Who the girls are into each other?
Yeah.
I could see people shipping the two sidekick girls.
Why can't girls just like hang out with each other?
Friends.
Well,
why can't we be friends?
Remember they were at the signing and everyone's like, ooh.
Well, that's because they like shipping like girl K-pop stars and boy K-pop stars, right?
Yeah,
even I know that.
So, yeah, why can't I do the same?
You're not allowed to.
I can't believe you took that ammo. That was clearly mine.
Okay, you can have Alana.
I did not see your name on it.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, get in, losers. We're getting that
drop. How much ammo do you have anyway?
So I need more.
I appreciated that part because I'm glad that even the biggest stars in Korea are willing to do signings.
Unlike the biggest stars in America.
Unlike the big stars in America are too good
for it. Yeah,
Matt,
why don't you move to Korea?
Those fans must be the luckiest fans ever. I guess they did camp out outside all night. They get Huntrix and the other guys.
Do you like the fact that the Saja boys are exhausted in that scene at the end, and it's because they camped out with all the fans?
Oh, did they?
So if you see the line, you see the front of the line are all of them in their sleeping bags.
I saw the sleeping bags.
I thought that was a reference to the girl who dressed up in a sleeping bag for the Met Gala. I thought they were cosplaying as her.
Yeah.
No. It was the Saja boys camping out to be part of confront them. So that's why they're so exhausted at the end. That scene was supposed to be the Idol Olympics. But because they were like, they're not going to get it. we should change it to something Americans will understand, which is
the Idol Awards.
Artist signings. No, the artist signings.
Artist signings, yeah. Yep.
Americans do understand that, or at least I do. Or at least I do.
Yep.
Taking fire.
We get it.
Yeah, you do.
You Americans get it. We're up. We're hip. We're with it.
Yeah, so I thought that was a reference to them being in there in like sleeping bags, but yeah, I could be wrong.
Nope. It was them sleeping and waiting. It was all the elaborate plot to confront them.
Okay.
Which was
did they need but they were already famous at that point, right? I mean we don't need to dwell on it.
They weren't famous. I mean, they got a good buzz, but like at that time they still weren't really famous. They did the performance on the street and they started getting their name out there, but they hadn't done a real show.
They were
yet.
Magically popular. It's fine. It's all about magic.
Got it. The demon magic. That guy should have thought of this years ago.
Do you guys think Jin-Yu was might have had a chance?
What?
Might have had a chance with what?
Of with Rumi? Becoming a good guy. Yeah.
Well, that's
he seemed like a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. You know? Why?
Because he betrayed his family.
Oh, good. Cultural relevance.
I don't
really. That doesn't make it okay.
I did think that was a good reveal when it's like he didn't actually do it for his family. He did it for himself.
Yeah.
So it was an enjoyable movie. It was a bit melodramatic, but what do you expect?
I don't know. Kids movie.
It's a kids movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Did it explain how they could jump out of a plane and live?
They got superpowers.
Yeah. The power of the fans' voices and souls.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't explain how they fight demons. They just do.
Yeah, that's the premise.
Yeah. It's like Buffy.
Yeah, it pretty much is like that, so. All right, should we move on to questions of the day? I want to get through it all.
Is there... that was kind of a sudden jump. Overall impressions?
I would watch the second one. I want to know what happened to Mom!
I watched the second one, too. Not because I care about the mom, but just because I think the world... I think the characters were pretty well done, except for Celine, who was like a total... I don't know what to say about her. Like, they didn't do anything with her. But, yeah.
But I think that was intentional, probably. To keep
it
mysterious.
It was intentionally to do nothing with her?
Yeah, to keep it mysterious. To leave it open-ended so we have to find out at another time what's going on. Otherwise, it just gives away too much.
Alana and Jay, come meet us.
We have a team in between us. Impressions, Alana said, liked it overall, wants to know more.
I want some lore.
I don't care about the lore, but I thought it was a perfectly serviceable story. Interesting creation. I like what they did. I like how it's like, it's kind of like a love letter for people who like K-pop. So.
A good blend of K-pop music drama, life in the music industry and fighting demon things.
Yeah. Okay. And action. I think it gets the Tuesday Night Gaming thumbs up.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you all liked it. I'm not going to lie, a little surprising.
It didn't have the four anime tropes.
Yeah. Come on, Alana. Don't be so cynical.
I'm cynical about you guys.
Yeah. Don't be so cynical about us. We can still surprise you.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. I liked it. It had a lot of things that helped. Culturally, I was more surprised at how much of the history and lore was incorporated into it. And I liked the fact that it tied in a lot of like a lot of experiences of the dichotomy of being Asian American and their experiences, and then. The other characters
Demons by Imagine Dragons also.
That's a good song. Imagine they did that Imagine Dragons should do this. they should do cover. But also, yeah, like the Korean American part, the idea that like, and then like not being able to be your true self and all those thematic portions. I like how they incorporate it into the characters. I like the costumes design choices. I like at the end that the other two ended up getting iridescent costumes that had the patterns on their sleeves to show their unity together. Yeah.
Jay, the thing about the costumes reminded me, I think this game cribbed a lot from Marvel Rivals. Their hunting outfits even kind of looked like the hunter's outfit from Marvel. I mean, sorry, not Marvel Rivals. Marvel Midnight Suns.
No.
Right? They even call themselves the Hunter. Or Hunters. You know, maybe it's a coincidence.
Yeah, this has been in production for... This has been, like, in works, like, initial concept and stuff where it started, like, 9 years ago.
Jeez.
So, yeah. A lot of people keep talking about, like, how, oh, yeah, they're just ripping off of this and this and this. It's like, no, it's been in production for, like, 9 years.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun.
Everyone right.
Well, Marvel Midnight Suns was extremely influential, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, it totally changed everything.
Yeah.
The Marvel Dating Simulator.
Yeah, it's like the Bible.
Bible is literature.
Yeah. 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 So what are we watching for next week, Alana? Actually, next week we're not here. What are we watching for the week after?
Alien Earth.
Alien Earth.
Alien Earth.
Thank God I'm about to go on hiatus.
You don't like Alien?
Everyone
it's
likes
like Alien. Aliens by definition are not on Earth.
Everyone likes Alien.
That's so scary. Is the aliens?
I don't really like Alien. But
you don't like Alien?
No.
But how
I like
do you
the initial
Alien?
Properties.
Do you not like women?
Oh man. If you don't like K-pop demon hunters, you don't like Koreans, and if you don't like aliens, you don't like women.
You don't like female protagonists.
Wait, Jay, how do you feel about aliens?
I like the first one, and I like the
second one. That's the one everyone
what
likes.
About the whole franchise, okay? Everyone knows there's two good ones.
Yeah, I thought you liked Alien Romulus.
Alien Romulus, yeah, that's fine.
Everybody knows.
It was the Force Awakens of alien movies.
Oh, good analogy.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched any of the more recent, like the ones in the, like the last like whatever.
Like Prometheus or Alien Covenant.
I watched Prometheus and I fucking fell asleep.
Prometheus is not great.
Yeah, like yeah.
It did give us Charlize Theron not running away from a tube.
A big donut,
correct? A big donut, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives the meme.
Yeah, one I'll be fine. I'll watch.
One of my friends convinced me to pay IMAX prices to see Prometheus.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
You're not
I hope you
anymore,
don't talk to...
Sorry, Jay.
Is it Rob?
Yeah, was it Rob? Well, Rob?
It's not anybody you know. It's a guy...
Name and shame. Name and shame.
No. Ooh, an epic chest.
Ooh, a piece of candy.
Zach is a college friend?
Yeah.
I don't.
I have a lot of college friends. I just don't talk to them much, if like ever. But this was back when they still lived locally.
College friends are the best friends.
Are they?
No.
Wait, did we do questions of the day?
No. Because we didn't get to the.
You confused me by asking we're watching next before doing questions of the day.
Yeah, but it makes sense to ask it now, right?
I mean, I guess. I think they both work.
Question number one.
Wait, hold on. First of all, Alana, do you have any closing impressions? And I also need to get Guru.
I already talked about this. I wanted more lore. I thought it was pretty good, though. Yeah.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to get Guru.
So, yeah.
How about
happy that y'all liked it.
Burgers.
Like, yeah.
I'm not into K-pop, really. But, like, no, it definitely... Like the movie itself did.
Yeah. No, I thought it was fine.
I thought it was interesting.
Like a premise could have been about literally anything. Yeah. Like, right? Instead of like K-pop singers, it could have been about, I don't know, like plumbers and how they like maintain the plumbing system, and like some kind of water system to keep the demons at bay.
Mario, Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's very cookie cutter, but that's okay. That's fine. You know, it's not a bad thing.
I'm back.
Yeah. We're not expecting cinema here.
Yeah, I like that they so the arts choices too. They did what like Spider-Verse did, where initially they're at a slower frame rate, not a slower frame rate, but they do less frames to make it look more janky and like more like awkward. And then when Jinmu comes into the picture and they start like making connections and like becoming their true selves, the art changes to a better steady frame rate. I thought that was fun and cool.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I thought it was kind of like an anime style, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, that's the art style, but like the direction with the frames and all that stuff, I thought that was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. All right. So now are we ready for question of the day?
Yes.
Moving. All right. Question number one. What comes to us courtesy of The Big Bang Theory, which I've been rewatching. It totally holds up if you don't mind the racism and sexism. What is your favorite cartoon theme song?
Cartoon theme song?
Yeah, your favorite cartoon theme song.
By the way, speaking of The Big Bang Theory, did you know that Chuck Lorre wrote the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song?
I can't say that I did.
I did not know that.
Yep, it's true. You can look it up.
So is that your favorite?
We believe you.
It's not my favorite. I'm trying to think of the ones I like. I like that. I like Batman.
Does it have to have words? Superman.
Oh, no. I'm going to say Justice League.
Which one?
Interesting.
OG. Not Unlimited. The original.
What's the world's slowest opening?
I think probably X-Men animated series. Not that the show itself is not my favorite show, but I. Carmen San Diego, final answer.
Okay, oh, good choice.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
But you didn't give me, you didn't validate me like I expected you to.
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay. It's incredible.
It's fine.
It's the pierce de resistance of theme songs.
All right, what do you say?
No magic school bus. That's not my choice, though.
Magic school bus today.
My choice is Deep from the Depths, 20 stories high. Fire in the sky.
That's a good choice. His head in the sky.
Godzilla.
And Godzuki.
Forget him. Car coming
Interesting.
In.
Interesting.
All right, Jay, what do you say?
I'm surprised no one picked the Batman animated series.
I thought Zach said that.
It was discussed.
I mentioned it, but I didn't pick it, yeah.
DuckTales.
Mm. Ooh-hoo.
Woo-woo.
Okay. Very good picks, everybody.
We didn't watch much DuckTales when we were kids.
What did the Big Bang Theory say?
They liked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one. I forget there was another one that was discussed and I'm blanking on it now.
Okay.
Hold on, do you want some shields?
I have them.
Never mind. Okay. Everybody answer. Jay, you went with Batman?
Yep. No, I'm going with DuckTales.
Oh, DuckTales. Sorry. You said
what are you doing?
Matt, you're driving.
I'm trying to do question of the day and driving. You guys ask so much of me.
Yeah.
You're driving us straight into the storm.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't like it. Okay, question number two comes to us courtesy of Zach. What is your favorite card from Cards Against Humanity?
Zach.
What, you don't like this question?
I haven't played it in like 10 years.
Yeah, which one stands out in your memory? I'll tell you what stands out in my memory.
If you say Mecha Hitler, I'm going to
Something about buttholes.
You're gonna what, Jay?
Be very disappointed with you.
No, the one I'm picking is Beefing Over Turf.
What?
What?
Yeah, Beefing Over Turf. That's my favorite one.
I don't. Is that real?
Yeah, it's real. You think I would make it up?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't make it up. It's real.
I've never heard of that one.
Okay, probably from one of the expansions. You're not a woman of culture, I guess.
Wow.
Wow. Cold blood.
The only one that comes to mind is a big black dildo, but that's not my favorite.
Yeah.
That's just the quintessential Cards Against Humanity card. We've been playing this game called Kids Against Maturity. Oh, Jay, we're nowhere near.
Played it more than once. You're saying you played it more
than once. Yeah, we have played it more than once. It's like there's how many euphemisms for poop can they have in one game?
A lot.
Yeah, the answer is a lot.
Okay, Matt, Alana, Jay, still waiting on your Cards Against Humanity. Do you want me to tell you some of the ones I remember? Since clearly I played.
Sure.
We might get demonetized. Two little people shitting in a bucket is one.
Oh, heck.
What? It is. That's one. It's one of them. What was another one? Firing a rifle into the air while balls deep in a squealing hog. That was my favorite one.
Okay, what? Now I'm agreeing with Alana. This is a bad idea to even bring this up.
Gosh. Yeah. I don't
remember.
You
wanted Guru to be here for this?
Yeah, whatever. Mine was
you
mine was
deviant.
Mine wasn't R-rated at all.
Now I want to like go down and look for my Cards Against Humanity set. So I can.
You have it?
Yeah,
I still have
it. Yeah. Is there one about like 9/11? Like never forgetting 9/11? I don't know.
I don't know. I still have like all my Cards Against Humanity, sealed packs from when you bought land in Texas.
I remember that.
I have my certificate showing I have a 2-inch plot of land in Texas somewhere.
Starting a land war in Asia, is that one of them?
Probably.
Seems a little tame.
They're not all super risque.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman is one.
Portman?
Yeah, it stands out in my memory because it's not very funny. Actually, it's not funny at all.
They can't all be winners. Let's move on.
Yeah, seriously.
Question number three. This one's interesting. What question would you ask the president if you could be guaranteed a 100% truthful response?
The president?
Uh-oh. Yes, the president of the United States.
Do we have a backup question?
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay. Do we have a backup question?
Yeah, let's pick a different question.
Sure.
You guys like my Cards Against Humanity one.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, do you guys want to do the grossest thing I've ever eaten?
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, sure. I can go first. I found a samosa, and I ate it, and it tasted really bad, and it ended up having mold in it.
Yeah. Well,
wait, how about the gross thing you've eaten that was, like, supposed to be eaten? Like, that's obviously not...
There was this one time a bug flew into my mouth, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross, too.
I don't like the
first thing I ate that's supposed to be eaten.
Yeah,
is kind of harder.
That's why it's a good question.
Mine is, and it's not because it didn't taste good or anything. Mine is duck tongue.
Whoa,
that is gross.
No, it was actually tasty. It was fine. I just didn't realize it was duck tongue. And not because I wouldn't have picked it if it were duck tongue. What I didn't realize that there were bones inside of it. And I thought it was just like a snack that I could just bite in, like jerky or something. Like, or like just lingua or something. Like, I didn't realize they had bones. And like, when I bit into it and I chomped down and I tried to move it with my, and like, if the bone went into my tongue. and like it like cut my tongue, and I was I was shocked. Shocked, I said. it caught me off guard, like,
both
and
had I was like,
and then I had to like spit it out.
Ugh.
Because, and there was just my mouth was just bleeding, and I was so
unbelievable. Vault Courtyard, you guys suck. Start the bitching now.
There you go.
Boo.
Oh, all right. Is that it? Are we done?
I didn't go.
I didn't go either. And I'll say,
God.
And I'll say those.
Guru didn't go.
Yeah.
Those paper rolls.
What?
Those paper spring rolls that I hate. They're gross.
Like the Vietnamese ones?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Just eating the paper?
I'm not aware that they're of their ethnicity, but.
Well, they're not paper, right? They're gummy.
They're rice.
The rice paper.
Yeah. But it's like sticky.
It's not sticky. It's like, I don't know.
Wait,
well, when you're making them, they're meant for like spring rolls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hate them.
There's crispy spring rolls and then there's like squishy spring rolls.
Yes.
Well, crispy because they're fried. And then
we're talking about squishy?
Yeah, we're talking about squishy.
Okay. Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine is octopus tentacles. I had them.
Wow, good for you.
Damn, I want some right now.
You tried them and expecting them to taste good?
I couldn't. Yeah, I was being really open-minded.
Good for you. And then you
how
paid
did
the
you
price.
Have it?
You paid like, the price.
What about calamari? You don't like calamari?
Calamari's fried. it wasn't fried. Andrew and I did a kaiseki dinner at our ryokan on the banks of Mount Fuji. It was amazing. Anyway, so they did they like bring you the dinner and it's like a bunch of courses. And one of the courses had like octopus tentacles in it and they weren't fried and they were very chewy and I was like, I'm good.
Did you get the fresh ones that when you put the soy sauce on it they start wiggling like they're alive?
No, thank God. Oh my God.
Cool.
Yep.
Anything else, guys?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, well, thank you for joining us.
Guru's?
Guru's not, she's not a skip this time.
Not occupied.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. You're on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty. And group up with us in 2 weeks for Alien Earth.
Are you playing on your phone?
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.